Hello, dear listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again for Manna in the Morning. We've been looking at the upper room teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ as found in the Word of God. Today our reading is in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 9. Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. The Lord Jesus was telling them that to see him was to see the Father. To see the Lord Jesus in action was to see the Father working. The Father dwelt in the Son, and the Son in the Father. There was complete harmony and agreement within the Godhead. God is triune, that is, there's a Trinity. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God, yet revealed in three persons. This God did his work and revealed himself through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord Jesus would say to them, in other words, the words that I'm speaking to you are not my words alone. I'm not speaking on my own authority. I'm speaking what the Father tells me to speak. They are his words. The works that I'm doing, the great miracles and signs that you're observing, that's my Father working. He's doing the works. This is something that the Lord Jesus had tried to get across to his enemies earlier in the Gospel of John. In John chapter 5, the Lord Jesus healed a man who had lain in a paralytic state for 38 years. He was terribly disabled and was unable to get healed. He lay by the pool of Bethesda all that time, hoping for someone to help him, perhaps get into the pool, which had a reputation for healing. But when the Lord Jesus came, he healed that man instantaneously, told him to arise and take up his bed and walk, and later told him to go and sin no more. This man found not only physical healing, but also the spiritual liberty that comes from knowing Christ, freedom from the bondage of sin, and able to live our lives now well-pleasing in the sight of God. This, of course, aroused the anger of the enemies of the Lord Jesus, for he had healed the man on the Sabbath day. That was a violation of their interpretation of God's law. It wasn't really a breaking of God's law. It was just a breaking of the rules they had added to God's law. Anyway, they questioned the Lord Jesus, and in response he said to them, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." In other words, the work that I'm doing, it's my Father working up to this point, and I've been working. I'm a partner with my Father. Again, it was a statement of deity, saying that the Lord Jesus was doing the very same work as the Father. The Father's work and Christ's work were one and the same. The enemies of the Lord Jesus had no doubt about what he was saying. They picked up stones and were ready to execute him on the spot for blasphemy. But the Lord Jesus went on to tell them that they ought to consider the works he was doing. He had done miracles and signs that no one else had ever done. And he was going to do yet more that they might believe. What the miracles that he did, these great works of power, were meant to lead them to the conclusion that surely this must be the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Savior come from God, the one God had been promising. Surely this must be he. That's what the miracles were meant to signify. Sadly, among his enemies, they weren't swayed by the evidence. They weren't interested in considering the signs. They didn't thoroughly investigate his miracles. In fact, when they had a proven miracle, like the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead, rather than believe it, they didn't dispute that a miracle had occurred, but they wanted to kill Lazarus and Jesus to keep it quiet so that others wouldn't follow him. Oh, how sad when men take the evidences that God gives them for belief, and they turn them to an evil purpose. Here the Lord Jesus was telling the disciples, if you find it hard to grasp that it's the Father working through me and speaking through me, then believe me for the very work's sake. In other words, look at the miracles I've done and consider what that points to. Consider what that says about me. It says, I am God manifest in the flesh, said the Lord Jesus.